This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the city that defines holiday magic is a man who wants a little eggnog with his mistletoe. That guy would like to carol you. Featuring the musical stylings of Mel Bunny and the Dreaming Color Singers. Still to come, she's heralding the arrival of the Shepherd and the Messenger, Catherine Warnock. He's the bedeviling benefactor in The Shift, Neil McDonough. And Ann Wilson still believes in Christmas in the spotlight. Christmas and now, live from Times Square, where all the Wild West saloons are open again for business, here's that Kevin!
Now, Dave, you know that's just patently false. There's not a gathering of Wild West saloons in Times Square. There's some watering holes, I'll grant you that. But no, there's not Wild West saloons. And they're not going to have shoot-em-ups. But yes, the appellate court judge for the second time in a row has told New York State, no, you can't have gun control laws that limit the person's right to carry. Sorry, we have to repeat the last time, but yeah, that's the way it works. You're not gonna get another shot at this. It's been struck down again. All right, let's get some news. I'm Kevin McCullough. Fox News reported this week that the Biden administration is coming under scrutiny for giving nearly $3 billion in tax dollars by way of loans to a climate firm that then would muscle up old people and force them to buy their solar panels. GOP investigators described it as disheartening that U.S. tax dollars were being used to put the screws to seniors. They called it a really sad day. When the president was asked, he just called it Thursday. Speaking of Democrats parading as criminals, Hunter Biden has had 9 new charges introduced against him for felonies in California under federal tax violations. The changes carry with them a maximum of 17 years in prison, to which the first son was overheard replying, "Does that mean I don't have to pay child support while I'm in? Okay, I'll turn myself in." At this time of your traditions, like sitting with the family in front of a roasting fire, watching Christmas movies, many of them are revisited in millions of homes over and over again. In the iconic Home Alone, for example, young Kevin McAllister is seen purchasing nearly 2 full shopping bags of goods for only $19.37. A realistic depiction of the cost of those goods at the time. Things in there like milk and OJ and TV dinners and bread and frozen mac and cheese and laundry detergent and cling wrap and toilet paper and toy army men and dryer sheets. In 2022, the same items were totaled up in a test for $44.40, and in 2023, they come in at $72.83 this year. When asked if inflation was real and that it should concern the 2024 elections, a naked president was seen wandering the White House saying, "Call me Corn Pop." Despite his assertions to the contrary, in his Fox News debate with Ron DeSantis from a week ago, the former mayor of Poopville, San Francisco, Gavin Newsom, is facing some staggering challenges, including, not the least of which, is having spent $68 billion more than he had. And a mass exodus of residents leaving California like never before. Nevertheless, sullen California governor could not be consoled. repeatedly pulling his hair, asking why, curled up in a fetal position in the corner. I don't know, maybe it's things like this, you know, bullying stores into carrying transgender toys when they don't sell very well and fining them if they don't keep them in stock. Things like that, probably contributing to it on some level. The ongoing UN COP28 Climate Summit in Dubai unveiled its new menu this year. Featured offerings included Wagyu beef burgers and Philly cheesesteak and melt-in-your-mouth smoked barbecue. Interestingly enough, the summit has spent a large amount of its time focusing on attempting to get the rest of the free world from eating meat. Why should we be surprised that the UN climate experts are pigs? They eat meat, tell us not to. They tell us not to drive gas-powered vehicles. They fly gas-guzzling airplanes, private ones, to these meetings. Shouldn't be a surprise. And it shouldn't be a surprise that we'll just go on ignoring them, driving our gas-powered four-wheel drive vehicles and eating our filet mignon. And finally, Time Magazine's Person of the Year, Taylor Swift, dropped some morsels in her exclusive interview this week with that outlet. Things like this. Kim Kardashian dishonestly editing a secretly taped phone call between then-husband Kanye West, seen here stooping to kiss Taylor's ring finger, and the now music billionaire simultaneously on Billboard's Top 100 charting 5 albums at a time. Let's really bother that guy that she's so much better at the music business than his weirdo self. Swift also revealed that she and NFL All-Pros Travis Kelce were actually dating long before that famous home game where she showed up. And lastly, she reminded people not to waste your time trying to get your enemies to like you. They're not going to, she said. And keep this in mind, the trash will always take itself out every time. Thus saith the mastermind. For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin.
And some Air Force Ones, they got you some Markdown body lotion. It's for mommy bumming you out. You wrapped everyone with ribbons that coil. They wrapped up your gift in aluminum foil. Gifts for mommy bumming you out. You went to 7 shopping malls. You drove all over town. They took one trip and found a candle heavily marked down. You stuffed all the stockings with gifts that you wrapped. They ran around the house and just found a bunch of crap. Gifts for mommy bumming you out. Hey! It's a holiday party. All the moms are drunk, dippity-dip. They only want to talk about Taylor Swift. It's getting a little bit perverted talking about her and her boyfriend now.
I'm so happy for her.
It's a holiday party. It's really people-y. A lot of small talk. You want to be home, a scrolling TikTok. So exactly at 9 o'clock, you'll be sneaking out the back door now. Eating a salad, delivery comes. Somebody sends a box of cinnamon buns. You're trying to eat healthy, but now that is done. They're mostly frosting and they're coated in rum. Yummy, yum, yum, metabolism. Yeah.
Wait, I have one more. It's kind of slow. Will you join me for this one?
Let's do that.
I hate daylight
saving. Yes, yes. Worse.
Because it's too dark to see.
Borderline unsafe driving,
I mean. We're getting old.
My astigmatism, actually.
And it's getting cold. And don't have that perception ability.
I think it's
raising
the system. Everything's just really sparkly now.
The
oh my god, I have my little sunshine light.
It came early for me.
Maybe he's fine.
And also her. It gets really slow here. We'll be home before the sun sets.
Sure, and in my pajamas.
At 4 freaking 15.
What it would be like if Bing narrated the holidays. Coming right back, that Kevin Show.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here he is from New York, that Kevin.
My next guest is someone who is from one of the most popular TV franchises that has ever been launched. And I am not kidding when I say this. It is not in contention for the best faith-based television series of all time. It is of the quality and it is of the storytelling that I think puts it in the conversation of one of the best television shows ever. But this Christmas, the telling of the beginning of the story is coming back to theaters, and here to discuss it with us is the Vice President of Original Content for The Chosen. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome Catherine Warnock. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you with us. You've spent a lifetime focusing on content in kind of strategic ways for different companies, and you've really made a name for yourself in the fact that you think outside the box and you kind of look at things and find unique ways to promote and market and understand the media that people are consuming. What attracted you to The Chosen? What was it about The Chosen project that made you want to be part of this team?
It's a really fascinating story, actually. I was head of faith and family content at MGM Film Studios at the time, working under Mark Burnett and Roma Downey. Mark Burnett's one of the most prolific producers of our time. If, for those that don't know, Survivor, Handmaid's Tale, The Voice, that's Mark. And he and his wife Roma love the Lord. And the pilot episode, The Shepherd, came across my desk. And I ended up watching the entire thing in one sitting, which you just don't do in Hollywood. We watch something for 5-10 seconds. We know what we have. We almost always X out of it. And I was properly crying by the end of it. And I remember I immediately emailed Mark and Roma, and I said, this will take over the world. This will be one of the biggest shows of all time. You have to acquire this. And so that was my start. I saw in it the humanity for the first time. It was that permission to be in process. It was the Jesus that I felt I knew so well. And through The Chosen and through this journey, I've just gotten to know him more and more. And it's that authenticity. It's that grit. It's allowing for the messiness that we see in the Bible, but we don't always see portrayed in faith content. So that was what was unique, and that is what I knew. I said, this has the Lord on it. This will take over the world.
And how did you go from Mark and Roma, and they are exceptional people. I've talked with them many times and appreciate all that they've done to advance positive messages in the culture. But get from there to Dallas and team. What was the connection there?
Yeah, so I remember at MGM for years, because it was years before The Chosen became where it kind of broke through the zeitgeist, if you will. And I remember checking in with our licensing department regularly. Did we land it? Did we land it? And then finally they said, yeah. So finally they said, no, we didn't. And I was heartbroken. I was like, we've missed the white whale. So skip ahead. I had my third child. I was on maternity leave. It was during COVID, the lockdowns at the time. So the second season was just starting to roll out. And my husband said, you have to watch this TV show on an app. My husband typically hates Christian content, but he was like, you have to watch this. And I was like, who puts a TV show on an app? That is so cheesy, because I'm like old school Hollywood, right? And anyways, I ended up watching it, the series called The Chosen, and about 2.5 episodes in, it hits me, Kevin. I just went, this, because The Shepherd's not, yes, because The Shepherd, which is the pilot episode for The Chosen, isn't part of the series, and so there's no way I would have known. So I did research, I discovered it was the same thing. We immediately paid it forward, my husband and I, and before I knew it, people started sending me a job opening for vice president of marketing. And I just kept deleting it because I was like, I don't want to be a vice president of marketing. Like, marketing is not my jam. Content's my jam. And I kept deleting it until my mentor sent it to me. And when she sent it to me, I said, she probably feels the Lord on this. Let me apply. And before I knew it, Brad Pelo and I agreed. I was not the right fit for Brad Pelo's the president of The Chosen, but I was not the right fit for marketing. But he created a producer role for me, and here I am.
Yeah. Well, they're about to roll out season 4 in February of 2024, which is very exciting. But somewhere between The Shepherd and season three, you guys came up with this Christmas with the Chosen concept that has gone to theaters. And it's coming back, December 12th through the 17th. So next week, it will be back in theaters, for those limited number of days. And it has all the same earmarks and trappings and wonderful, delicious visuals and storytelling and character development and emotion and all the other stuff. Why should people grab their friends and drag them kicking and screaming if necessary to the theaters on December 12th?
It's magical. This is the first time we've ever blended together the messengers and the shepherds. So it's two tellings from different angles of the birth of Christ. One angle is from the viewpoint of the shepherd, and the other viewpoint is from Mary and Joseph. And we just wanted to have an experiment and test and see what would it be like if we wove them together into a brand new feature. So essentially,
and did you actually take the storylines and intersperse them with each other, or
exactly,
are they separate?
Okay. No, they're not separate at all. They're one.
So it's the creating of a new story. That's completely, far more integrated.
Completely, yes. And far more, it's more of a 360 viewpoint where you're understanding what's happening from all angles. You have beautiful context. And so the first time we watched it, because it was just an experiment for us, Kevin, to see if we could create a hallmark, if you will, a tradition that people could gather around every year. And we were in tears. Dallas and Amanda watched it for the first time, and they were on an airplane just crying because none of us understood the magic that could happen by weaving them together as
yeah.
one. And so that's what we're really hoping people come away going, it truly is a new piece of content.
Well, similar to your story, Dallas Jenkins on this show and in many public venues has told his own story of where he was when he began developing The Chosen. And he was basically at the end of the road. I mean, he had kind of like exhausted all of his human opportunities, and in his own kind of strength, power, and fame and, you know, abilities, he had kind of come to the end of whatever that was on its own. And this was God's work that he did in and through him. And it sounds like even in you coming to be on the team, and as I've interviewed many of the staff and cast members, they all have kind of similar stories that whether they're a believer or not, there's like this divine kind of spark that they felt like touched them when this project came along. The long lasting impact of this, you talked about it being a family tradition, you know, families still watch White Christmas every year, and it was made in the 40s or something. I see a very long trajectory for this. And starting with The Star a few years ago, and now a musical like Journey to Bethlehem and something like Christmas with the Chosen, there's a whole new platter of actual Christmas narrative that is much more traditionally oriented on the birth of Christ that is getting into the culture. How do you feel about that?
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that The Chosen has opened up and taken further what Mark and Roma, for example, and so many others have been trying to forge for the last several decades, and myself included. For the last 20 years, I've been trying to bridge mainstream content with faith-based content and make them not so isolated and separate, but instead intertwined and coexisting. And so this is thrilling. I think people often look at Hollywood and say it's so dark, it's so evil, and I just look at Hollywood and I see so much immense hope.
Catherine Warnock, so appreciative of your efforts and your diligence and your persistence and your willingness to be with us tonight. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
There's Kevin McCullough coming to you live from Times Square and coming right back on That Kevin Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden accused Republicans of attempting to use him to destroy his father's presidency during a podcast interview with musician Moby. Biden, who recently faced tax crime charges in California, claimed that Republicans are targeting him to cause a pain that would be challenging for his father, the president, to handle, ultimately harming the presidency. When asked about his limited public defense, Biden mentioned his desire to maintain a low profile to avoid giving Republicans additional ammunition against him or his father.
Millions of individuals across the eastern United States are expecting to experience the impact of a significant storm this weekend. Meteorologists predict the storm will extend over 1,200 miles from the Gulf Coast to the Canadian border. Potential snow in the north and the formation of severe thunderstorms accompanied by heavy rain and strong winds throughout the eastern region are expected to intensify through Saturday night and reach full strength by Sunday. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here he is from New York, that Kevin McCullough.
All right, thank you so much for being with us. And I want to say, similar to what I said in the opening tonight, if you missed my opening monologue, I cannot be grateful enough for the audience that is as generous as you are. I am so excited because in February we set out on this goal of trying to reach 192 enslaved persons to liberate them. And as of yesterday, I got the news that we had in fact liberated number 192 on that slave liberation list in the year 2023. So thank you for every single one of you that gave gifts. Some of you gave monthly. Some of you gave $25 a month for 10 months. Some of you gave $250 a month for multiple months. And I'm grateful for every one of you. I want to say that you can't underestimate the good that has occurred in the lives of the people that has happened to. These 192 women and children, and some of them are the children of slaves that we have liberated previously, which is another amazing story. and just so wonderful about this time of year. I love telling you the good news at this time of year because we've once again set out, we've done what we've set out to do, which was to liberate these that are the most forgotten on planet Earth. So thank you. Now, it has come to my attention that in the last month or so, we have discovered, CSI has discovered, that we could liberate another 16 individuals that have been identified and are ready to be liberated, and we still have time this Christmas to get them out. I don't want to ignore what we've done, but I want to say, would you please help us liberate these 16 additional people? These are women and children, again, that have been in custody that is not their own for a number of years, and we were always in the process of discovering who is still left and, you know, getting word from the retrievers as to where they are finding them. But we have found an additional 16 that need our help here before the end of the year. The number is still the same, 888-342-1010. My family and I are going to liberate at least two of these in the next couple of weeks. So that would leave 14 that we need to yet liberate before the end of the year. Are there 14 of you watching right now or listening right now that could just say, Kev, I've heard you talk about the Slave Liberation Project all year long. We wanted to do something. We didn't get involved, but we will do this now. Are there 14 of you that would liberate one slave at this very moment? $250, one-time gift, or two gifts of $125, or five gifts of $50, however you need to do, would take care of that. But would you please do that right now? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. If you're just joining us and it's the very first time you're hearing about this, there are people being held as slaves on planet Earth. In fact, there's more people in slavery right now than at any point in time in human history. Where we are focusing our efforts are on women that were kidnapped and taken as slaves in the Sudan Civil War. In the last 15 years, we have helped liberate more than 135,000 of these people. That means there's still 35 to 40,000 people left that have not been liberated, but, you know, with another 192 liberated this year, that's 192 lives that have been recaptured and re-given for their own welfare. Your gift, your $250 gift, basically supplies everything the slave needs to start their life over again, including a year's worth of food, a year's worth of seed grain to plant for more food, tarps and other things to help with living conditions, utensils to cook, fish, garden with, a little she-goat that will help give them a sense of micro-enterprise. They can have more goats. They can empower themselves through the economy that builds. They also get milk and cheese and other food items from the goat. All of these things are included in your $250 one-time gift. Would you give right now and help us finish this year and get these final 16 additional people out that we have discovered who they are, we know where they're at, and we know that we can liberate them before the end of the year? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. You can also give online at bringherhome.org, 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 but we need your gifts right now and ask that you would be as generous as you can. These final, well, now 14, because my family's going to give for two of them, they need our help desperately. We need you to stand with us and to make sure we get all of these ladies home this year for Christmas. The Christmas present is they get to spend Christmas and the rest of their life with their families that they have been kept away from for the past better part of two decades. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Here he is from New York, that Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. My next guest is someone that I needed no introduction to because I was a fan dating all the way back to his portrayal of one of the more memorable characters in the Band of Brothers, quite a while ago. But he has since had very good roles on Suits and Yellowstone and a number of other series that you've probably heard about. But he's also, in his newest project called The Shift by Angel Studios, portraying a very bedeviling character called The Benefactor. Please, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome Neil McDonough. Hello, Neil.
Hey, Kevin, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So it's not your typical holiday fare. In fact, it's a telling of the biblical story of Job, and it's pretty hard-hitting, but I would say at the same time I found it to be immensely moving. You get to play kind of the bad guy in this, but what was it about the project as a whole that caught your eye?
Oh, wow. There was so much to it. When I read the script, it really, you know, you were saying that's not really a Christmas film. That's where it's, you know, I equate this to kind of It's a Wonderful Life. You know, they're putting the lead character through the ringer, and Christopher Palaha just does it so darn well. And I get to play the Barrymore character, you know, the very, but more than that, I play the benefactor who's basically Lucifer. But the way that originally this project came to me, I said no, because I said, I played so many great villains, but I don't think I played a devil. That's going a little too far. And then my wife and I prayed over it and talked about it, and she said, well, look, you're probably the best villain in Hollywood. You have one of the best relationships with God of any actor in town. You kind of have to play this part because they asked you to do it, so you should do it. And see if you can infuse something different into the devil that hasn't been seen before, maybe humanity, maybe something, because at one point, Lucifer was one of God's guys, and he fell off the rails. And we all, at times in our lives, fall off the rails and do things that we're not proud of. And it's how you get back up that dictates what kind of man or woman you are, especially for him. And at the end of the film, you see Lucifer really grappling with the idea of, my gosh, does this guy have so much faith in God after the torture that I put him through? And he wishes he had that love for God still. He wishes he could figure out how to go back to his old ways. And to see some, you know, to actually kind of have feelings of sympathy for the devil at the end was something that I never would have gotten to had my wife Reve not kind of challenged me on digging deeper into this character, not just playing a character, but really just going for it. And me being a method guy, I love dredging up all the stuff that I can to make the performance as good as possible, because I like to entertain people. My dad said, if they give you a dollar, give them $2 worth of effort. So I always pride myself on that Irish hardworking lunch pail mentality of acting. So I'm very, very proud of the show.
Yes, as the McCulloughs and McDonoughs would know growing up, we've been challenged that way a lot. I just want to say that Neil's one of the hardest working guys in Hollywood. He's on the set of a current project, and he's got new stuff lined up coming down the path. I do know that Chris talked about working with Angel Studios being kind of revolutionary in his thinking, because, and you've experienced this, you've been on sets where you don't know if the project's going to be financially viable. You don't know if people are going to put their fannies in seats to go see it. And yet the kind of wild thing about Angel Studios is that it's completely funded by the people who will go see it, and they've already decided so in voting with their dollars to make it.
Well, they had 6,000 people chip in money from $5 to thousands of dollars. So you have this built-in audience that really cares about their precious baby, especially, you know, this one, The Shift, which is really kind of top to bottom all the way through the Angel Guild and the formats that they did and how they put it all together. And so they have a built-in massive fan core, which is unlike any other studio in Hollywood. And then whatever money they put in, Angel matches the rest, and then you get the budget for your film. So you take a director like Grant Heasley, the first-time director, they gave him a healthy-ish budget to tell his first film, and you know, people are really gravitating towards this film because there really isn't anything out there on the landscape that the whole family can go to and kind of talk about the movie when you're done anymore. Those days seem to be long gone, and it's too bad. And you know, Hollywood makes a very dark, different type of fare, and I'm guilty of being part of a lot of it. But now that I have the opportunity to make films that amplify light, especially now that we have the McDonough Company as a first look deal with Angel Studios, that every project that I write is always kind of in the same wheelhouse as Angel's. So we decided, well, let's work together and build more projects, TV or film, that really amplify the light in life, and that the whole family can watch together and be part of something. And you know, speaking for Reve, I couldn't be happier to be working with Angel Studios for a very long time to come.
I want to not give the whole story away, but I want to compliment your portrayal that you were talking about at the end of the show, because I've always thought, you know, Job's the oldest book in the text of Scripture. So the portrayal of Lucifer is not long after the fall, if right around the time of the fall. And so there's the whole angel of light and deception. There's a couple of times when the Chris character, who happens to be named Kevin, actually accuses the Lucifer character of being dishonest, of being a liar, which we know is a scriptural name that he's given. And even towards the end, when you're compounding all the emotion in that final scene, there's this struggle in your character to not want to break his own character in terms of telling the lies, but you see the evil starting to kind of seep out in ways that it hadn't previously in the film. And I just have to say, on the scale of everything that I think the average moviegoer expects out of films nowadays, especially mainstream films, you get the full emotional gamut of what these characters are grappling with. And Neil, this has been missing in family-oriented entertainment for a long time. And Angels, of course, with The Chosen success, has really exploded on the scene with this. But there is an element to this movie that is so raw, you can take anybody who's on any level of their faith journey to see it, and they're going to be moved by the story.
Yeah, I think, look, the films that Reve and I want to put out there and keep putting out are, at the end of the film, it should challenge you to be a better human being.
Neil McDonough, time has been way too short. Thank you for being with us. Come back on your future projects. We'd love to talk about what you're doing in the future as well. But thanks for this offering for our families for this holiday.
Awesome. Thanks, Kevin. God bless you and everything you do. You have a great show.
Coming right back from Times Square, it's That Kevin Show. Don't change the dial.
Christmas time, here we go.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's That Kevin Show.
It's the joy of the holidays, and we wish our friends a happy Hanukkah, and I wish you a deeply Merry Christmas. Here's Ann Wilson.
Why are you seeing candles? Doesn't mean the streets are bright. It's Christmas all around these
So why is Christmas hard to find? December snow is falling down like ice into my knees. I could use some hope right now, 'cause right now hope is hard to see.
Still believes in Christmas, friends. I hope you do too, and I hope you'll join us. Coming up Christmas Eve, we've got a very special That Kevin Show Christmas special that I hope you'll join us for, and of course be back next week.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.